Well, Canal, now that, I don't know much about them. I don't, but Canal, it's a, to me, it's a place where it holds water, you see, and never goes dry. It's cut back from something to let a ship or something like that go down through, see, or a big boat go down the canal. And so I don't know much about them, but I do know about the channel and the ditches, because I lived down yonder where that was cut at on Sulphur, and my grandma and them lived down there for years. And I'd go down there and stay with her when she lived down there, you see. And I've been on that channel many times. And the first thing they taught you is not to get in that water when that thing's up at all, because it'll be so swift it'll just take you out of there. You couldn't swim it at all, see, because they cut it straight and that water gets out of there, it gets out fast. That keeps the mold flowing in them countries, see. See, Sulphur River was so crooked, it cut its own self and it just, you know, went around. It was crooked. You might walk right here and that river might go for half a mile out here and come right here and wouldn't be over 200 yards right here from this corner to this corner, but it done made a half mile circle out yonder, see. Mm-hmm. Well, when they cut that channel, they cut all that straight through. And that let that water get out of there and didn't hold it back and it didn't overflow. It quit all that overflowing that it did, you see.
What about, say, if you had a heavy rain and the water washed out some land, you'd call that a...
Well, now you might call that a ditch or a channel. They say, well, that water cut a channel. Now, Red River is bad for that. It used to be until they put this Denison Dam in up here. Mm-hmm. It's liable, you liable to have a place down there and have 102 acres of fine land. Mm-hmm. And that thing get up and it cut a channel through that and leave your land on the other side.
How big would the channel be?
Well, it's liable to be 50 feet wide and 25 foot deep. Mm-hmm. When it used to, when it'd overflow, you see, but they stopped all that. Whenever they put the Denison Dam in, they stopped it from cutting around like that. Now, there's a lot of people that own 400 or 500 acres of ground. And when it got through, they didn't own a dime of it. They didn't have an acre. Mm-hmm. It put it all in Oklahoma, see. It just played around. It'd allow to be right to this side when it got up this year. Get a big, like a big bunch of rain and get it real high. Mm-hmm. Well, the river allowed to be a mile over yonder. And when it went down, it's liable to be right over here next to this bank. Now, that's just the way it's done. I can take you down there and show you just a lot of places like that. See, where it used to run 25, 30 years ago, or 40, and it's a mile over where it's at now.
What about a ravine or a gully? Do you use those terms?
Well, now, yeah. Gully, it's a washed out place in a... sort of up on a hillside or something like that. It's washed out a gully in there, you see.
Any special size?
Huh?
Is it any special size?
No, it'll all be any size, you see. Any size gully. In fact, I got in one night. Walked off in it. And that's where I spent the rest of the night.
Creek. What else do you have besides a creek?
Well, it'd be what you said, a ravine or something like that. It could be, or it'd have to be a river. Or if it's too big for a creek, then it's a river.
Mm-hmm. Does a ravine have water flowing in it?
Or? Yeah, what a ravine does. Mm-hmm. It has water. Or I think that's what it'd be. A lot of them call it ravines, and water flow through it. Yeah.
Which is bigger, a ravine or a creek?
Well, now, I don't know about that. I guess it'd be about the same. It wouldn't make much difference. Because I think some people call ravines creeks and creeks ravines.